WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An Aggie serving as an assistant district attorney east of Dallas was murdered yesterday morning. Mark Hassey, a member of the A&M class of 1977, was gunned down as he was walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. DA Mike McLennan says Hassey was a lawyer that will not easily be replaced.
Kaufman County, the state of Texas, and especially my office has suffered a devastating loss today. We lost a really, really good man.
Attorney Eric Smenner worked with and against Hassey and says he often prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood.
My first thought was it certainly had to be retaliation for something that he'd handled professionally, because he's such a nice guy, I couldn't imagine that he'd have any kind of problem with anyone personally.
Kaufman County authorities said Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins was wrong when he said there was an arrest. Hassey formerly worked for Watkins. Some who have water permits in Brazos and surrounding counties are being warned they might have to reduce consumption or go without.
Due to the drought, Dow Chemical last November exercised its 70-year-old status as a senior water permit holder to continue full consumption. That forced those with junior permits to use less or no water. Dow lifted their order last week, removing restrictions for the time being. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Carlos Rubenstein of Austin warned junior permit holders to be ready as drought conditions continue.
We need to continue driving the point home that, you know, if you're a junior, you need to understand what that means. The juniors need to recognize that they're juniors and that they are subject to being curtailed and that they have certain obligations back to us.
Last November's original order was modified twice to ease restrictions for some permit holders who lived in areas where the drought was not as severe. The commission asked staff to keep that in mind when Dow and other senior permit holders make future declarations if drought conditions continue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a three-day weekend for the seven men and seven women chosen to hear Brazos County's first capital murder trial of the year. The selection of 12 jurors and two alternates finished yesterday in the case of Stanley Robertson of College Station. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2010 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth, stabbed to death. Top education leaders in the Texas Senate are slamming a curriculum system used in 70% of the state's school districts. However, the C-Scope system is not used in either Bryan or College Station. C-Scope offers web-based lesson plans and exams designed to help teachers adhere to the state educational requirements. Officials say it is designed to aid teachers while being flexible enough for them to alter its content to meet their individual needs. But some teachers have complained that C-Scope locks them into a rigid curriculum. And conservative activists say it promotes leftist ideology. A string of witnesses testified yesterday before the Senate Education Committee, repeatedly raising those concerns. Again, this is something that is not used in College Station or Bryan. House Speaker Joe Strauss announced committee appointments yesterday. John Rainey of Bryan is on the Appropriations, Higher Education, and Government Administration Committees.
I feel like I've got some plums and committees that I can serve on that will really help our community.
Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is on Agriculture and Livestock and Environmental Regulation Committees. Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Burleson and Grimes counties, will chair the Public Health Committee and is a member of the County Affairs Committee. Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, is on the Appropriations and Natural Resources Committees. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a complete list. And look for a future acceleration in the renovation of Corps of Cadet dormitories at A&M. That was requested by Board of Regents member Jim Schwertner of Austin during yesterday's meeting.
My hope is we can figure out a way to accelerate this project because we're doing one building a year so we don't displace too many students and because of revenue. But we have 12 total units, is that correct?
That's correct.
So the first unit will be 12 years old by the time we finish the last one. And my hope is that we can figure this out and do it quicker and faster down the road.
Chancellor John Sharp says there will be a radical ramp up in future upgrades.
I plan to do just that. This should be one of the last ones done like this before we do them all en masse.
The Regents approved the $15 million renovation of Leonard Hall. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 49 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
For today, skies will average up partly sunny. We'll see some occasional high mid-level clouds and temperatures into the mid-60s for this afternoon. Tonight, patchy clouds will be around and back around 45 to 50. It should be a warmer day on Saturday with at least partly sunny skies then and a low 70s expected. Clear skies in the 40s at night and sunshine and scattered clouds on Sunday at about 66 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Gary Vest, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Kind of a squeaker last night for A&M women's basketball. We'll cover that for you here in just a little bit. And lots of time spent talking about Aggie football at the systems meeting, or the Systems Board of Regents meeting yesterday. We'll share all that with you coming up here in just a bit, too.
Yeah, they just, you know, they get the good seats to the games, and so they want to make sure that everything's taken care of.
They were proclamating and contract talking.
You betcha. There's not any doubt about that. I am sure that the head of some engineering school there is making $5 million a year. And they'll go, right, right, but he doesn't bring in that much money. I know. All right. So anyhow, a British man says that he was walking his dog on the beach when the canine discovered a lump of whale vomit, you know.
Whale vomit?
Whale vomit.
Ambergris?
Yeah. This stuff
I'm sorry, what a gris?
Yeah, no. It's ambergris. That's exactly right. It's worth $160,000, this little lump of whale vomit. But I figure when else are you going to talk about whale vomit but 6:15 in the morning, right?
Well, it's specifically like coating from their intestines.
Right, yeah.
That
yeah.
wasn't able to pass through, and so it comes back up.
Once again, it's 6:15. But get this. Now, as Kat schools us on this, Kat, do you know what it's used for mostly?
For perfumes.
Yeah, how do you like that, Kevin? Yeah.
No.
It's what's called a fixative. You know, it puts it together. It has a sweet, earthy, cow dung cosmetic odor.
Because when I think cow dung, I think cosmetic.
I know, well, that's what I'm saying, though. Perfume. That's what I'm saying. Just, you know, they put fish scales in lipstick. I'm just saying. Just saying. Usually washes up on the beach in South America or Australia, in fact, and has mostly been replaced by a synthetic alternative. But mm-hmm. I know that
I think it's actually illegal in America to use it.
Really? When you?
I'm not sure.
I got you. Because, you know, you always hear about whale vomit in those Chanel No. 5 commercials with Brad Pitt standing there with a glove of whale vomit.
I think he could make a whale vomit.
I've never heard anybody say anything about whale vomit ever.
I know. No, that's why I thought I would bring that up. In fact, there's a story of a family that found some in Australia a few years ago that was worth almost $250,000. I mean, that can change your life. Okay. I mean, yeah.
It's like the lottery.
Well, so,
except more exciting.
Yeah. And you don't have to turn it into an office and pay taxes on it, I guess. I'm not sure.
But it's organic.
Yes, it is. It is. Well,
we're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Do you think maybe there's an ambergris, board and they bring a guy out with this giant glob of whale vomit out on the table and present him with an oversized check or anything?
My thought is they've got, like, experts for this, like they do the meteor guys on TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's probably right. Yeah.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get early bird advertising rates in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's February now. It's February. Here we are. Comes from the Latin "febrere," which means to purify. I guess it's not everybody's favorite month. It's only got 28 days. And
not all the time.
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, and remember those hit songs like "February's Busting Out All Over"? I mean, February song. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I mean, we have some Valentine songs maybe, but that's it. And, of course, it's National Cherry Month. It's National Weddings Month. It's American Heart Month. It's National Snack Food Month.
Hey!
Yeah. And it's
like African American Month.
Spunky Old Broads Month, too. And today, in fact, is Spunky Old Broads Day.
If only I were older.
That's it. It's bubblegum day. Well, relatively, you go talk to a 2-3-year-old, you're an old broad, right?
For them. I guess so.
Bubblegum day, it's National Freedom Day, it's National Wear Red Day, but also it's Work Naked Day. Once again, I think you probably need to ask permission before you decide to celebrate that.
That is Casual Friday for sure.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. And it's Women's World Heart Month, so there you go. All right, birthdays?
Birthdays, Harry Styles, 19 years old.
Who used to be connected with, what's her name, huh?
Taylor.
Yeah.
He's a member of One Direction.
Then he cut her loose, huh?
Wow. Heather Morris from Glee is 26. Pauly Shore the Weasel, who is so over.
Well.
That was such a big deal for a while. He's 45 today.
In his own mind.
Yeah.
The deal is his mom ran, the Improv in Los Angeles?
I think so,
and that's, that's basically how he even... got a connection.
Yep.
Not too talented. It shows that Adam Sandler's not the least talented person in Hollywood, doesn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam Sandler's a nice guy.
I didn't say he wasn't a nice guy. I just didn't. You know.
I have a friend who played basketball with him one time.
Oh. You what now? You have a friend who played basketball with
him?
Uh-huh. Okay.
He said he was real down to earth and just real nice.
Very good.
All right, Michael C. Hall, 42 years old. He's Dexter.
Yes, he is.
Dexter.
Yes, he is. Oh, my goodness.
Lisa Marie Presley, 45 years old. Bill Mummy, 59. He was Danger.
Will Robinson.
Yep.
Wow.
And was also the kid that asked everybody into the cornfield in the Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, okay. Well, and ended up being in a grunge band or something?
Something like that, Garrett Morris, the first black guy on SNL, 76 years old.
Yeah. Our top story tonight.
That actually sounds pretty close,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Don Everly from the Everly Brothers, 76 today.
Okay. Princess Stephanie of Monaco, 48. And G.I. Joe is 49.
And doesn't look a day over plastic.
He does not. He really looks good. He does. Yeah. All right.
Very well preserved.
You think they've worked on him over the years?
Yeah.
Well, he's gotten some work done.
I think he gets the same work done they do in Hollywood. Anyway, Zosia Mamet, 24 years old from Girls on HBO. That's a new show.
Oh, okay.
Shakira is 36.
Oh.
And I didn't know this, but according to this, she's 4'11" tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I will tell you I know this for sure. She didn't speak a Good heavens.
Them
she
too.
Didn't speak a lick of English until she sang the song that got her the hit here in English.
Really?
Yep. Christy Brinkley is 59. Brent Spinner from Star Trek, The Next Generation, 64.
He's from Houston.
That's Data.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Nash from Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, et cetera, et cetera.
Ben's met him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
71. Tommy Smothers is 76. Robert Mandan, 81 years old. He was Chester Tate on Soap.
Oh, okay.
And Liz Smith, 90. The gossip columnist in the New York Post.
Was Chester the one with the dummy? On Soap?
No, I think he was the older guy.
Oh, the older brother?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
But don't quote me on that. That's all I got for Saturday.
Dwayne the Dog Bounty Hunter Chapman. He's only 60. He looks about 90, you know? You ever watch that show?
Yeah.
I've watched it about
once or twice.
7 or 8 minutes of it. It's hard to get beyond that.
Yeah.
But, wow. Okay. Anyway. All right. That's it for Saturday. Saturday, though, actually, is the anniversary in 1848 of Mexico selling a whole bunch of land that included Texas for just $15 million.
Well, that was nice of them.
It included California. You can buy a home in California for $15 million now. All right. Sunday.
Tallulah Bell Willis. Bruce and Demi's kid is 19.
Oh, of course.
So we're going to start with Tallulah Bell and Rebel.
Rebel?
Rebel Wilson, 27 years old. And she's been in like a million movies. Bridesmaids, What to Expect While You're Expecting, This Means War, Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Cool.
But I can't see her face. I had to look it up.
Uh-huh.
Isla Fisher is 37 from Wedding Crashers and Borat. She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Warwick Davis.
She's really a pretty good-looking lady to
she
be
is.
Married to him. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah, the guy from Willow.
Yep, and Leprechaun and Harry Potter. He is.
I think he's also in the Chronicles of Narnia, the old ones, not the new ones.
Maybe. And he started his movie career as one of the Ewoks. He's 43.
Yeah.
Maura Tierney is 48 from ER. Nathan Lane, 57 today. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, on Sunday. Morgan Fairchild is 63. Dave Davies from The Kinks, 66. Blythe Danner is 70. And Fran Tarkenton, Scrambling Fran, 73 years old.
Not the only NFL quarterback. Bob Greasy, 68.
No kidding.
Yeah, so on the same day. And Vlade Divac, whatever happened to him? He was a basketball player, right?
Yeah, and I think he owns part. Is he Serbian?
Yeah.
I think he's Serbian, and he literally owns half of Serbia.
Well, there you go.
He's gone back and is quite the businessman.
He's invested well. Probably doesn't take a lot of money to own half of Serbia, too.
Just enough.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A poll in 2011 showed America's favorability rating across the Arab world has plummeted. Obama's favorable ratings were 10% or less in Egypt. Unbelievable. That's point number one. Another point on this, we're not only less liked in the Arab world than we were under President Bush, we're also less respected. No one takes our words or Obama's threat seriously. But what that has led to isn't more security or more stability in the world when the U.S. is off the playing field that leads to chaos, what you see unfolding at basically every corner of the globe. And this lesson has been learned time and time again, and the way to ensure peace in the world is through American strength, not American Obama weakness. When America refuses to lead, other nations, including evil, malevolent nations, are going to fill the void.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today.
Right Sean Hannity, here. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now, get Mosey today. Now, your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Staying on the job longer. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The golden years will have to wait. The Conference Board says nearly two-thirds of American workers between the ages of 45 and 60 expect to delay their retirement. An economist with the organization says older workers have been hit by financial losses, layoffs, and income stagnation since the recession. Some corporate dealmakers may have things other than football on their minds this weekend. Reuters says an announcement that Dell is selling itself to a consortium led by founder Michael Dell and the private equity group Silver Lake Partners could be announced on Monday. Anheuser-Busch InBev's planned acquisition of a Mexican brewer has run into opposition in Washington. The Justice Department filed suit to prevent Anheuser from buying Grupo Modelo, which makes Corona beer. The agency says the proposed deal would reduce competition in the American beer market. Stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Labor Department's monthly jobs data. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Dan Kelly here, owner of Go Time Fitness. Constant Contact made it so easy to stay top of mind with customers. They have all these great products that help grow my business and keep people coming back. Now, I'm out here teaching my daughters the ropes.
Fresh lemonade! Get it while it's cold!
Not you, Billy. Keep walking.
Dad, stop!
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Continue to have a pretty nice run of weather out there. Certainly unseasonably warm for this this time of year. Look for highs once again today, probably in the 60s, and lows will continue to warm up a little bit. We'll be 50-ish type. We do have a slight chance of showers starting next week, but pretty well you can look for weather anywhere from the upper 60s to lower 70s. All the way through Tuesday, and lows around 50 each night. Right now we have calm winds out there. The relative humidity is 77%. And again, fair skies, and you really couldn't ask for much nicer weather, I wouldn't think, for the first day of February, and we got 45 out there.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Sleeping in on the weekends sure does feel good, but it can mess up your sleep the rest of the week unless you do a couple of things. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Rock Center with Brian Williams brings you stories like no one else can.
On Rock Center,
the first TV interview with Tim Cook after taking over Apple.
How are you not Steve Jobs?
An Oscar-winning director on breaking away from Scientology.
I was ashamed of my own stupidity.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
At the center of power.
Investigation. Controversy.
At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Friday, starting February 8th at 10, 9 central on NBC.
Is it true you should be getting 8 hours of sleep every night?
I'd say it's in the middle of the range. You know, 7 to 9 would cover most people. The thought now is that we all are getting a little less sleep than we need, so we're carrying a sleep debt.
Dr. Paul Glavinsky, author of the book The Insomnia Answer, says many of us try to catch up on our sleep on the weekends, and that causes another problem.
The problem is that on those weekend oversleeps, on the one hand, you're paying back the sleep debt that we talked about, but you're also allowing this circadian clock to start to drift later so that it sets your sleep later. And come Sunday night, when you are thinking you're ready for bed at 11, your sleep is perhaps not ready till 1, and you have to toss and turn for a few hours to meet it.
The good news is that it is okay to sleep in on the weekends. However,
learn to think of an hour extra sleep as a special treat on weekends. You can usually scramble back 1 hour. The other thing that's very important is we learn that the clock is set by exposure to light. And if you oversleep on the weekends and then get right out of bed and go outside for 30 minutes, that light exposure will help push your sleep back so you'll be more ready to sleep Sunday night. It has to happen as soon as you get up.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTOW News Time is 6:32. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. State representatives for Brazos and surrounding counties did well in committee assignments announced yesterday by House Speaker Joe Strauss. Cal Cassell of Rural College Station was named to the Environmental Regulation and Agriculture Committees, while John Rainey of Bryan will serve on Higher Education, Appropriations, and Government Administration.
I had asked for Appropriations and Higher Ed. I didn't know I was going to get House Administration, but that's a very good committee to serve on. You know, it just kind of runs the building and all those sort of things.
Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Leon and Madison counties, joins Rainey on Appropriations and will also serve on Natural Resources. Also, Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Grimes and Burleson counties, will chair Public Health and is also on the County Affairs Committee. The complete list is on our website at WTAW.com. An upcoming renovation of the landmark buildings at A&M will include historical renovation. President Bowen Lofton told the Board of Regents yesterday a committee overseeing the $11 million project at the Williams Building will include soliciting private funding to restore the rotunda.
The lighting in the rotunda and just the lack of cleaning of the details there really make it not reflective of the initial grandeur it had. So we hope over time not only to do the work that Mr. Wallace outlined to you, but also to, with private funds, be able to go in there and restore a great deal of character, especially to the rotunda of the building, which is historic and represents the true land-grant nature of Texas A&M.
Lofton says recently retired professor of architecture David Woodcock has volunteered to assist in the restoration of the interior of the Williams Building. And public schools in College Station and Bryan are in the minority of Texas districts that don't use the curriculum system, which was slammed yesterday during a hearing held by the Senate Education Committee. C-Scope is designed to help teachers adhere to state requirements by offering web-based exams and lesson plans. A string of witnesses testified it promotes leftist ideology and locks teachers into a rigid curriculum. Officials said it's flexible enough for teachers to alter content to meet individual needs. C-Scope is used in 875 districts, but again, Bryan and College Station does not use that system. And state officials are working out the bugs of implementing new procedures when drought conditions force some water permit holders to curtail or stop consumption.
There were two adjustments to an order nearly 3 months ago due to the drought, allowing Dow Chemical to continue its normal water consumption at the expense of junior permit holders in the Brazos River Basin, which includes Brazos and surrounding counties. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin called on staff to customize future orders, recognizing where the drought is not as severe.
We'd be better served putting those temporary streamload provisions in the original suspension order, and so that way we don't have to come back and modify. Could we just do that as part of the original order?
For 70 years, Dow has had senior status. Dow officials withdrew its call made last November, last week. A Dow representative at this week's meeting did not say if they were planning to exercise that right again. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
east of Dallas, a prosecutor who's a member of the Aggie class of 1977 was shot to death while walking to work yesterday morning. Assistant District Attorney Mark Hassey was shot multiple times while walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. A lawyer who worked against but was friendly with Hassey, Eric Smenner, says his first thought was that the shooting was in retaliation for a case.
He was just a good guy to sit down and talk to. No, he was very willing to help. If I needed something, say I had a client who didn't have a bond and needed the bond set, I could go to his office and he'd set everything aside and help me with it immediately.
Smenner says Hassey prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood. But Kaufman County Sheriff David Burns says an initial scan of recent cases Hassey prosecuted came up empty.
There is nothing that we can come up with in the recent past that would rise to this level.
Hassey was also an assistant for Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins, whose claim that there had been an arrest was called a mistake by Kaufman County authorities. Two suspects remain at large. And the process of picking the jury in the latest Brazos County Capitol murder trial wrapped up yesterday. Seven men and seven women make up the 12 jurors and two alternates in a selection process that lasted almost a month. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, hypertension, obesity, and family history of heart attack or stroke can all be signs of clogged leg arteries called PAD, or peripheral arterial disease. Get a free screening Thursday, February 7th, 8:30 to 4 at the St. Joseph Education Annex on the corner of Broadmoor and 29th Street. PAD is serious but can be cured. St. Joseph can make the difference with advanced treatment options. Call 774-4653 to schedule your time.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you could double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Girl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net.
24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.90 due at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Don't miss wine weekends at Royalty Pecan Farms during the month of February. Get a discount on select wines and enjoy free wine tastings from 2 to 5 p.m. every Friday and Saturday during February. While there, sample their pecan delicacies and gourmet specialty products and try some featured gourmet treats available for a limited time. Also starting in February are orchard tours every Saturday at 12:30. On Saturday, a light lunch will be available, reservations necessary. For all the details about tours and wine weekends in February, go to royaltypecans.com.
It's a whole new February at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs.
And we've got amazing $6 footlong specials, too. February. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs. And hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax were applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra expenses. Higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather pattern looking fairly tranquil for the next 3 to 5 days coming up. A forecast calling for partly sunny skies with occasional high mid-level clouds during today. Temperatures into the mid-60s, though not too bad this afternoon. Tonight, periods of clouds in upper 40s. Tomorrow should be a warm day, low 70s with a mix of clouds and sun. And then fair weather at night, about 45 or so. Sun and clouds during the day. Sunday, still pleasant, upper 60s to near 70 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We needed a close ball game.
And they got one from Vandy. We'll share more of A&M women's basketball stories coming up with you in just a little bit. And A&M football in front of the A&M System Board of Regents yesterday.
What, they scrimmaged? What?
Yes, it was actually quite cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
it's fun. A little one-on-one right there.
Great.
In front of the White Hairs.
Uh-huh. Hey, some of them don't.
You're right.
I just call them the school board because that's basically what they are, right? Yeah.
We'll have that plus a lot more with sports coming up.
Okay. So, Bob Menendez, he's the senator who's been, they've been talking about Bob and his travel, you know, he's traveling down to the Dominican Republic.
South.
Yeah, maybe his career's going there too. Well, see, he was scheduled to speak at the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce dinner last night.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah. And of course, you can't back out of that. So he didn't. He spoke, but apparently ignored questions that reporters were shouting at him as he quickly left the event.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah, all having to do with that going down there and maybe meeting underage young ladies.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. In the wake of that, Geraldo Rivera on his syndicated talk show yesterday said he apparently is thinking of running for the U.S. Senate.
Oh, yeah?
In 2014.
Lord.
He said, I'm 69 years old. I figure at my age, if I'm going to do it, I got to get it done. Now, he would run against Frank Lautenberg, who's going to be 123 when he finishes his term. And Cory Booker, who's also a Democrat and the mayor of Newark, is looking to run against Lautenberg on the Democrat side. And so if Geraldo decides to run, then whoever wins that primary would face Geraldo Rivera. I have problems saying that. I mean, really? A United States senator?
Speaking of whale vomit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Kidding. See how all that works out for you. Anyway, he's kind of like NASA. You know, anything to do to stay relevant, he's going to try to do that.
I don't know. I have more admiration for NASA than for talk show hosts.
Certainly for Geraldo Rivera.
He was so desperately wanted to be Scud Stud Peter Arnett.
Yes, he did. I mean,
he desperately wanted to be that guy, and it just never happened.
If they'd have found some neat stuff in that Al Capone safe, maybe he'd been all right, but, you know, didn't work out. And if you listen to Fox News, little Chucky Hagel, who's the former Nebraska GOP senator, catching the toughest time from his own, really. Other Republican senators kind of knocking him around, and when you see the way that they pretty well just bowed and scraped for John Kerry earlier in the week for Secretary of State, not so much here in Defense Secretary. But again, it's Chuck Hagel's fault.
McCain hit him on the chin.
He really did.
A bunch.
Yeah, he really did. And he had asked the question as to whether or not Hagel had believed that the troop surge in Iraq had helped to stabilize the country. And when he hemmed and hawed, McCain said, "Are you going to answer the question?" And then said, "Let the record show that you have refused to answer this question." He said, "I'm not going to give you a yes or no. We'll let history decide." Then Lindsey Graham, another Republican, asked for one situation where a person had been intimidated by the Jewish lobby, because he had made some comments there, too. He just and again, this is self-induced misery. I mean, he caused this to happen himself.
Yep.
No reason to blame anybody else. Hello?
Yes, is Geraldo going to run under his real name when he runs for office?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget what that is, but we'll have to see. Hello?
You think that Geraldo is a scarier senator than Al Franken?
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
again, not at all. I don't know that we need both of them in there. That's the thing that scares me. Al's my favorite.
I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
I mean, when you're talking,
I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah, that's right. When you're talking that kind of energy, nobody can stand in this guy's way.
You know what, though?
His real name's Gerald, by the way.
Have you ever thought about how much that guy's voice sounds like Jim Gaffigan's voice? If you play the bacon clip and play that clip you just played back to back, he sounds like the bacon guy.
I've never heard him say Hot Pockets, though. Let's see.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He has a lot more tone changing, but the quality of his voice, he sounds.
Yeah.
I am going to work day and
similar.
Night.
Yeah.
Like if
to make sure that our
if Franken was being sarcastic, he sounds a lot like Jim Gaffigan's sarcastic voice.
He may be sarcastic here. Right? If that's the case, we have a whole new set of problems we have to deal with. That's pretty scary. So, you know, earlier this week, Rick Perry, kind of like in his tent revival mode, getting everybody really excited about how much money we've got to spend and how, I don't know, he somehow envisioned that we're all going to get like $20 put on our gift cards and, you know, every money's coming back to us. Well, Jim Pitt says, whoa, not so fast, Governor Goodhair. Jim is the House Appropriations Committee chair, and he pretty much said last night that there's going to have to be some tweaking going on in the business tax. He says, I don't believe that we're going to end up being able to come up with a major tax reduction. He said that Mr. Perry's suggestion of $1.8 billion tax tab is pretty major. And he says, we got a lot of IOUs like school financing that have to be taken care of first before we start talking about giving money back. He's such a spoil sport. I mean, we were all excited about that. We thought that was going to be really cool. And now, here he is telling us that maybe not. And so, dang, Jim. You know, there's always got to be a grown-up in the room. You hate when there has to be a grown-up in the room to tell you that that's the way it has to be. And, let me see if I can. Here we go. Let's talk about what's really, really important.
Oh, no, it's not another stripper story.
Yes, it is. How did you know
that? I just knew it.
That is outstanding.
Would definitely put our children at risk. We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. Dancers at a gentleman's club don't have to trade in their pasties for bikini tops just yet. A federal judge has halted the city of San Antonio's plans to enforce an ordinance requiring dancers at cabarets to wear bikini tops. It was supposed to go into effect on Monday. Thank God we had a federal judge ready to rule on what's really important here. The city late last year tightened the definition of these clubs.
Did they, for evidence, did they have them march through the courtroom?
I don't know. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry I'm here on a federal probe. Oh, of course you are. The city late last year tightened the definition of such clubs, requiring female dancers to cover more of their anatomies, which is exactly why men go there. They go, hey, what are you doing? I don't know. Why don't we go Sugar's nightclub, which, of course, is located in San Antonio. Let's go see exactly how much anatomy they're covering today. And have they changed it from last week? I mean, that's the reason guys go, right? Just to see if they've changed the amount of anatomy that is being exposed. So, again, thank God we have a federal judge who's out there supporting the rights of women.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
See? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about protecting children. If she's got to put a bikini top on, how in the world is she going to pay tuition to get her kids into Swarthmore? I don't get it.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Those of us who give gardening advice for a living sometimes speak in horticultural shorthand. Buy a quality shade tree, we say, and yet we don't really explain what that means. This is a great time to be thinking about new trees for your landscape, so let's talk about what makes a tree great. I'll be back with details right after this message. I have set aside a handful of my 2013 Texas gardening calendars for you, my Plant Talk Texas listeners. But you need to order immediately. There are precious few. Scores of calendars remain out of the many thousands that we printed. You can save one-third on the calendar with all of its monthly gardening guides of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 10,000 words of when to do things here in the Lone Star State, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction completely guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar for the box and the postage. Call today before we run out of calendars. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4. Are you willing to bring in 75 dump truck loads of some exotic soil just because a tree won't grow without it? Well, hopefully you're not willing to do that. That's a little too much expense and trouble. Trees' roots spread far and wide, so even if you prepared a little planting hole with perfect potting soil, the tree would eventually have to grow in the factory equipment soil that came with your property. Choose a tree with proven durability to your soil. How about adaptability to local weather? Is that important in making a tree great? Yes! You're not going to build a conservatory just to give your new tree perfect weather. Indeed, that tree is going to have to cope with what comes naturally in your area. Heat in the summer, cold in the winter, drought, periods of wet, soggy soils. That's all part of the Texas experience. And then there's the appearance. You want a handsome tree. Nobody gets into the nursery and asks for the ugliest, messiest tree for Texas landscapes. That's why nurserymen don't sell catalpas, box elders, or hackberries. Nobody would buy them. If the tree you're considering will be good-looking at all seasons, that's what you want. Ask about special features like spring flowers or fall color. Perhaps it will have special bark appeal in the winter, but still it needs to look good all the time. Then there's pest resistance. This is where a lot of our common shade trees score down. You don't want to buy a tree that will have a short and hard life. Ask questions of your Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional as you're buying your tree. You'll hear people referring to trash trees, and that's because they're the species that are most likely to become infested with something. You want a tough old boot of a tree, one that stands up to the adversity and shuns it away. And finally, rate of growth. I put this at the end of my list because I'd rather have a durable, good-looking tree than just solely one that grows fast. Fast growth really isn't much of an asset. What trees are best? Well, I think live oaks are great over almost all of the state of Texas, and Chumard red oaks. In East Texas, the southern red oak, chinkapin oak, and burr oak are outstanding oaks, so there are four good ones, and in East Texas, water oak and willow oak as well. Cedar elms are wonderful plants. They're upright oval. They get 50 feet tall, 40 feet wide, small leaves, fine textured twigs, and they're beautiful. That's cedar elm. Pecans are the largest of our shade trees. You want to choose a variety that's well adapted to your area. And finally, Chinese pistachios, the big lollipop-shaped trees that have beautiful fall color. Those are some of the best. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54. Texas A&M women's basketball took quite some time to get warmed up last night, being held scoreless for the first several minutes of the game. When they finally got going, Courtney Walker matched her career high with 20 points on 10 of 13 shooting to lead number 16 Texas A&M to a hard-fought 60-52 win over Vandy. Here's Coach Blair.
We made some adjustments at half. We said we're going to go inside. We're going to quit shooting the three ball. The last one that Peyton hit really opened up the game for us.
The Aggies, now 17-5 and 7-1 in the SEC, shot 71% in the second half en route to their 11th straight home win and fifth win overall. Maintaining hold on the tie for second place with the league standings in Idle, Kentucky, both the Aggies and the Wildcats are one behind Tennessee.
We needed a close ball game. I said the only difference between this team, every close game we've been in this year, we have not been able to win. With four of our losses to top five teams all went down to the end. So maybe we got over the hurdle here, learning how to close out a team at the end and execute down the stretch.
Ladies are back at it on Monday in Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Texas A&M University System Board of Regents today, or yesterday, authorized A&M President R. Bowen Lofton to negotiate and execute new employment contracts with Coach Sumlin and his assistant coaches as proposed by Athletic Director Eric Hyman. Hyman stated, quote, "There is a lot of positive momentum across the campus, and this will help us continue it in the forward direction." He went on to say, quote, "It's imperative to continue the positive momentum. A&M has reached agreements on key contract terms, such as compensation. Remaining contractual details are still under review and with the contracts expected to be executed in the very near future." Item number 36 on A&M System Board of Regents meeting was moved to number 3. This was the presentation of a proclamation honoring A&M football. President R. Bowen Lofton read an abbreviated version of the proclamation, and I've abbreviated it a bit further.
"And whereas the Texas A&M football team ranked in the top 15 nationally in rushing offense, passing offense, total offense, and scoring offense, and whereas the Texas A&M football team scored 572 points, rushed for 3,147 yards."
If you would like to read and or hear the entire presentation, it's available at WTAW.com. Representing the team were defending defensive end Spencer Neely and running back Ben Molina. Representing the coaches, Director of Football Operations, Justin Moore. Super Bowl news, the Baltimore Ravens are not happy with Tulane's baseball field where they were scheduled to practice, saying it was too hard. So they moved to the Saints facility after starting practice for just a bit. Super Bowl XLVII will kick off at 5:30 on Sunday, so get your honeydews done by then. Caleb Moore, an innovative freestyle snowmobile rider who was hurt in a crash at the Winter X Games in Colorado, has passed away. He was 25 years old, and he was being treated at a hospital in Grand Junction. Family spokesman said and confirmed the death yesterday. This is the first death in the 18-year history of the X Games, which was produced by ESPN. His family later said Moore, of Groom, Texas, suffered complications involving his brain. In the NBA, David Lee finished an assist short of a triple-double. Klay Thompson scored 27 points, and Golden State beat Dallas 100-97 yesterday. And lefty Phil Mickelson finished just one shot short of tying a PGA record of 59, firing an 11-under-60 that puts him four shots in the lead of Jeff Maggard and three others. Lefty just missed sinking a 25-foot putt and is on the final hole, and that tournament is in Phoenix. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram.